You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English. And find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English.
101.3 FM.
You're listening to English for Everyone on EU Radio Nantes 101.3 FM with me, Bennett Flynn. I'm joined on the phone today by Camille Chambon, one half of Karaokake, whose second studio album, Here and Now, released this Friday. Not yet released, released this Friday on the 24th of March in Objet Disque. This is our album of the week. Camille, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for calling. I'm glad that you like the album.
We absolutely love it. Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in Paris right now.
Oh, nice. What are you up to?
Actually, I've got my cat nearby and I'm making tea. And I feel like I'm living like an English grammar, you know, kind of. And it's raining here in Paris.
Oh, I was about to say that sounds like a lovely Parisian image. Or English. The rain is very English. Let's kick off by just kind of talking about how you got together, if we can. Just how you and Stéphane Laporte formed Karaokake and how it was born.
Well, I mean, it was born about 10 years ago and it was really just me making music, and I got to tour with friends and in Europe, in the States and in Canada in a very DIY way. And I was a very big fan of Stéphane's music because I think he's been making music for the last 15 years. So I was actually like a real big fan, and we had friends in common, and he heard my songs and I asked him if he wanted to produce them. So that's how we got together about 15 years ago. And then he originally just was there to record and sort of produce the debut album, not to play live or anything. And then he stayed in the band, and we really, like, we were just like the two of us. And for this new album that we started recording many years ago, it was really just the same process, me recording at home and coming up with some bits of songs and lyrics and stuff. But it was more a collaboration this time. So it was really like him super involved also in the process of making the songs. So that's how we met. So I don't know if you know his bands like Demotic or things. I think he released his debut album in 2001, which was indeed 16 years ago. Do you know his music?
Not all that well. I mean, no. I've only become familiar with it through your music.
All right. He's a very prolific musician, so he's made lots of albums.
Well, I was going to say it's been nearly 7 years since your first release. If this last album's taken a lot, you've clearly been working on it for a while. Where have you been since your first album?
Well, I know that it seems like forever, but we've been working for, I think, about 3 or 4 years. We basically never really stopped making music after the first album came out. We toured quite intensively in the first year, like in 2011, working at the same time. Then I got pregnant and I had a baby, and it was a bit of a, you know, hiatus for about 2 years, I guess. More than I thought. I mean, it was, having a child was more time consuming than I thought. So it was, we got back on track in a way about 4 years ago, and we had like the songs already. I mean, some songs are quite old, and it was just life, working a lot. Stéphane is involved in different bands, and it was really about finding time to be together to work. So we spent really like a long time over the years really refining the songs, and that's why, I mean, it took so long. I mean, it seems like we stopped, but we never really actually stopped making music. So yeah, that's that.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the new album, because that's what we're here for. I mean, to me, it sounds like a very, very highly kind of electrocuted, gritty, the kind of youthful way. It's very punchy. What does it mean for you as an album? I mean, that's just my you know, unqualified perception of it.
No, but I think that was really the idea. Paradoxically, we refined the songs a lot and worked a lot on them, but we really, our intention was actually really try to reduce the number of tracks every time we recorded, you know, each song. So there's a lot of arrangements, but actually we really tried to strip the album down a bit compared to the original one, I mean, to the first one. And I think the way I make music is always about, trying to find a melody that I found catchy, and that's how I just come up with an idea with songs and lyrics. And we do like lo-fi, and we do like bat microphones, and we do love VHS and all that. So it's really our universe, so I really didn't want something clean and stiff and didn't want it either. But I was, in the same time, it's really not like badly recorded, like we tried our best, I guess.
Yeah, well, on that note about this kind of lo-fi intimate thing, because I read somewhere that you started to, when you started writing, you had a Casio and you were using GarageBand, I think. But I mean, on this, you know, properly recorded album, you've still maintained this kind of intimate bedroom recording sound. You've got the synth sound. It's very immediate, very close. Was clearly something you were going for?
Well, that's always the way. I mean, I haven't made any progress technologically speaking. I'm still completely useless. So I have the same Casio tone I had 7 years ago, and I still record my stuff, you know, my bits when I start making a song on GarageBand without any mic. And then I go to Stefan's home and he's got his studio and he's really trying to respect the feel of each demo, basically. So that was really like some sort of intention to add some stuff to make the songs more elaborate while respecting this kind of sort of emergency. When I write music, I do it really, really fast for like actually less than an hour and the song is done. But with Stefan, it's more like, In 2 years, the song will be actually finished because he's doing all the mixing and things. But he was really trying to respect this. But then he trained as a sound engineer, so he really knows his stuff. And we recorded at his place, and he's got all the right vintage equipment. And, you know, we recorded it on Pro Tools, I guess, and with good mics and some dodgy mics as well because we like the sound of it also.
Yeah, no, it really works. It sounds like you've got a very good team, you two. Let's talk about briefly talk about the name in the sense that for a theme of the not your band name. That's I don't know about that.
Which I'm not so proud of, but that's my fault.
I was going to say the name of the album because it's called Here and Now.
Yeah.
But when I listen to it, it's a highly retrospective and prospective. It looks back and forwards. It's very reflective, nostalgic. It's anything but here and now in a way. The lyrics, you've got songs like Summertime, it's really wistful, and You Slip, and Mothers and Fathers, you're saying, don't regret the things you've done. There'll be time for us to heal, I'm sure. Is it a very deliberately wistful album?
Yeah, I mean, deliberately, yes, because I can't help it. And but there's a story behind the here and now. It's more like a sort of statement to try to sort of remember that. That's what we should do, like just, you know, try to do this thing here and now. And that's really something, a kind of motto that I'm trying to say to myself every day, because I have like, it's been difficult for me to actually just enjoy the present. And then the song also has a kind of story, which is a bit emo, because when I went on tour, like, I don't know, 8 years ago, I was with a Canadian guy who was called OK Vancouver OK. I mean, he was another musician. We did like 3 tours together. And the cheesy story is that after 3 days when we first met and he came to Paris to play music with me and tour with me, we got drunk and we had some tattoos made and by a Russian girl in the countryside, and I got myself tattooed here and now, and he got himself tattooed here and how. And we made a split cassette at the time. And the song is actually about him. And this, so I kind of like this story. I've always kept this song because this is kind of one of the earlier songs that I made for this album. And I felt that in a way it was sort of echo to the other songs, which are really nostalgic, like You Sleep, I guess. Plus, it took us like 7 years to have this album out, so I felt it was kind of fun and ironic to have it called like this.
Yeah, that I guess that's what I meant, because it is all wrapped up in the name Here and Now, and I guess that is the irony. That's an interesting story about OK Vancouver OK, because we play him quite a lot here, and I'm pretty sure he came in for an interview on the phone, and I wonder if that story came up. I'm not sure.
Maybe. I mean, he tours in France every year, and he was here, but I think in November. I saw him in November, so it's probably true. He probably played in Nantes this year.
Yeah, no, he's got a big listenership over here. What's my next question? This is quite unfair because you've just released an album and you're going to be touring with it. First I'll ask where are you going with the album in terms of gigs? You're going on tour?
We are working on gigs at the moment. We are actually trying to list all the places where we could play. Hopefully not, actually. We played in Nantes a few years ago, but it was for the Soy Festival. So yeah, we've got a few days like gigs in France, and we'll see if we can play with, we'd like to play with some of our friends, like from Lyon, François Viro, a very good friend of mine. I know his album came out on Born Bad a few months ago, and I'd like to play also with a girl called Cassidy, and she released a great album a month ago. So we're trying to sort of organize gigs with them and tour in France and possibly in Europe if we can.
We'll definitely come to Nantes, whatever you do. That'll be great. And after that, what's next for you as a group?
We have a few songs that we'd like to... We really want to do something, I guess, that... We can't promise anything, but I hope that it won't take as long for the next songs to be recorded. What we really want is to spend time in the countryside and just record something in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, which was the original intention for this album, and we did exactly the opposite because we couldn't really manage to see each other more. So what we'd like is something that, you know, you spend a month with each other and we just record everything and we see what happens. But we're very happy with Objet Disque. I mean, Rémy's the guy from the label is great, so if we can do things with him, that'd be great. And we intentionally sort of to remove two songs from the album, so that's why there's only 8 songs, but we really recorded and mixed and mastered 10 songs, so maybe we'll do something with the 2 songs that are not on the album. Who knows?
That sounds good. Well, good. Well, I wish you well with that, because we don't want to wait another 7 years. Yeah, that would be good. Right, well, thanks so much, Kemi, for talking to us. We're absolutely loving the album,
welcome.
As I've said too many times. But yeah, it's great. We love it.
Thank you so much for playing so many songs of our album on your radio. That's great.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye.
All
right. Thanks.
You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English. And find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English.
101.3 FM.